You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is standing by National Security Advisor Mike Waltz after the Atlantic's editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg reported he was inadvertently added to a senior-level group chat about U.S. military plans in Yemen earlier this month. Goldberg says classified material was shared. President Trump says not so, but Trump noted risks in using technology like the Signal Message app.
Sometimes somebody can get onto those things. That's one of the prices you pay when you're not sitting in the situation room with no phones on, which is always the best.
At a meeting with Trump today, Waltz accused the media of making up lies.
This one in particular, I've never met, don't know, never communicated with, and we are looking into and reviewing how the heck he got into this room.
Congressional Democrats are calling it a serious security failure. They said as much as they questioned top members of the president's intelligence team who are on Capitol Hill today to discuss world threat assessments. NPR has seen a Pentagon memo warning against use of the Signal messaging app. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth share the plans on the encrypted app about a U.S. military strike on Yemen in mid-March.
In a group chat that inadvertently included journalist Jeffrey Goldberg, the Trump administration's top intelligence officials discussed sensitive attack plans over the Signal app. But NPR has seen an internal memo sent only last week to the entire Department of Defense that reads, "A vulnerability has been identified in the Signal Messenger application." In the military, sending classified data over insecure channels is called slippage when it's considered minor, but even that can be a career ender for a military officer. There's almost no precedent for the heads of defense, state, and national security to be sharing such sensitive military intelligence in a forum that was known to be unsecure. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
NPR CEO Catherine Marr is chair of the board of the Signal Foundation, the nonprofit that supports the Signal Message app. The White House says they have come to some agreements aimed at ending the war between Russia and Ukraine. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports on talks held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia this week.
The White House says it's agreed to help restore Russian access to agricultural and fertilizer exports, lower maritime security costs, and open up access to ports and payment systems for those transactions. The White House also says it's secured an agreement with both Russia and Ukraine on the Black Sea to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force, and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes. The U.S. has agreed to help Ukraine with the return of children, civilians, and prisoners of war, and says there will be continued negotiations to bring an end to the conflict. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
U.S. stocks have ended the day slightly higher, the Dow closing up 4 points. From Washington, this is NPR News. Vice President J.D. Vance says he will also visit Greenland this week. Vance will join Second Lady Usha Vance, who had announced a cultural visit to the Danish territory earlier in the week, sparking consternation from political leaders in Greenland and Denmark who are concerned about the Trump administration's interest in acquiring the territory. An appeals court has the Trump administration may temporarily halt new refugee entries while legal proceedings continue over the president's executive order that suspended the nation's refugee admissions program. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decision requires that refugees who receive conditional approval before President Trump took office must still be processed. Consumer confidence in the U.S. fell in March for the fourth month in a row. NPR's Scott Horsley reports expectations for future economic conditions dropped to their lowest level in 12 years.
Consumer confidence has been hovering in a fairly narrow range for more than 2 years, but it dipped below that level this month. While survey respondents still feel good about the current job market, their assessment of current business conditions and their outlook for the future worsened. The confidence index is compiled by the Conference Board, a nonprofit think tank. People who answered the survey say inflation is still a big concern, and many expect prices to climb even faster as a result of tariffs imposed by the Trump administration. More people say they're planning to buy big-ticket items such as appliances and electronics, but rather than a vote of confidence in the economic outlook, that's seen as a largely defensive move to try to beat the looming import taxes. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks higher today. The Nasdaq closed up 83 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, committed to acting in their clients' best interests. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Seven deadly sins. That's how the world begins. Watch out when you step in. For seven deadly sins. Seven deadly sins. That's when the fun begins.
Seven deadly sins. Sin number one
was when you left me.
Yeah, you can tell they had no voice training. Sins. No, it's not how you pronounce it. Anyway, Smiths are up next with Sheila Take a Bow. Men at Work after that upstairs in my house. And then David Bowie with Let's Dance. And Seven Deadly Sins just did. Seven Deadly Sins didn't pack it with me. Here's the Smiths. I love the Traveling Wilburys. Don't get me wrong. They're one of my favorites. Anyway, here's the Smiths.
said it's wrong to want to live on your own. No, it's not wrong, but honest, no. How can someone so young sing words so sad? Sheila, take a Sheila, take a bow. Boot the grime of this world in the crotch, dear. And don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. One that you love and who loves you. It's wrong not to always be glad. No, it's not wrong, but understand. How can someone so young sing words so sad? Sheila, take a Sheila, take a bow. Boot the grime of this world in the crotch, dear. And don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. You love and you love them.
What I can see, and what I see, it pleases me all. Because my love.
Yeah, a little bit of Madonna there. Now we have coming up Michael Jackson with Just Good Friends. A little bit of the Pogues after that with Thousands Are Sailing. Then we might have time for the Police. Of course we do. We have a half an hour left. We have Driven to Tears. And we have a little bit of stuff here first. But Just Good Friends will come up in about 20 seconds.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Yeah. the island that is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves, and a torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroad? Did you raid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs talk to cheer you, and did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years, or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know the things was not to be, on a cabin ship I came here, and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the Western Ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortune prevailing across the Western Ocean, their bellies full, their spirits free. They'll break the chains of Manhattan's desert twilight. In the dead of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. And then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Thousands are sailing again across the ocean, with a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Postcards were mailing the skyline skies and oceans, from rooms that daylight never sees, and lights don't glow on Christmas trees.
up next have some Blondie with The Tide Is High. And then after that, what do we have? Dig in your Scene, that's by the Blow Monkeys. And after that, we have Boston with Feeling Satisfied.
Revenge. Oh, I to the sea.
Everything I want, I know
yet.
Never
be,
but God won't see me.
I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. Tell me why.
No.
get us to the top of the hour. Get rid of that first. We have Split Ends with 6 months in a deadly, in a leaky boat, that is. And Ripple, that's Grateful Dead. We might have time for Dale Hall and John Oates with Private Eyes.
Ripple in still warm. Where there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup is empty, if your cup is full, maybe again let it be known. There is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Ribbon in still warm. Where there is no must follow, but if